علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 30th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining about a certain issue that was imminent, and that was a conflict as a result of the death of Uthman. Rather the murder of Uthman or the execution of Uthman in the hands of a group of people who are tired of the corruption and the disregard of certain rights of certain individuals, and therefore they took a step to come in, remove him from power, rather to kill him. And after they did that, they blamed the whole issue on Imam Ali alayhi salam, and how they used that as an excuse to go against him, to fight against him. And we said previously that this was just an excuse. The actual aim was to fight Imam Ali, to remove him from power. So if they wouldn't have had this excuse, they would have gone for other issues. And the main thing was to oppose. Their main aim was to oppose Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that was the actual reason behind their opposition and their uprising. And them taking this as an opportunity to combat the move and the change that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to bring in the society.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the very important issue in the history of Islam, and which was the issue of the murder of Uthman in the hands of a group of Muslims, and how Imam Ali alayhi salam tackled this issue during his time, because they put the blame on him and how he was trying to maneuver in a way that would be very just. So Imam alayhi salam, when people started to uprise against him, giving the excuse of the murder of Uthman, the third caliph, at that time Imam Ali alayhi salam gives a statement which is a very important statement in history. First of all, he explains one important general principles that governs the society, those divine principles that we call sunanun ilahiyya, or those sunnat, those specific general principles that govern the societies, those natural laws that govern society, those divine laws We talked about this in the previous sessions, if you are aware. So even in this dimension, it was something very important. And in another dimension also, in the sense that this particular reaction of Imam Ali alayhi salam and how he handled this situation shows how Islam manifests itself in its rulings, in terms of how a ruler and the ruled need to be interacting with one another, and what are those rights that the rulers have, and what rights the those who are ruled have, and how that interaction needs to be. So even in that dimension, this was a very powerful thing. He says a few statements that are worth pondering. We'll come to those statements, inshallah, soon. One of those statements that he says, لَوْ أَمَرْتُ بِهِ لَكُنْتُ قَاتِلًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, now that you are blaming me, that I am the one who murdered, or I am the one who, you know, who is one of the people who is involved in the death of Usman, Imam Ali alayhi salam comes and says, لَوْ أَمَرْتُ بِهِ لَكُنْتُ قَاتِلًا. If I had ordered that execution, then yes, I would have been the killer. But everyone knows that I did not order that. There was a group of people that entered the castle, the palace, or the house, whatever, where Uthman was, and they killed him. Did I command that? Did I order that to happen? Everyone knows that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not order that to happen. Yes, what Imam Ali alayhi salam tried to do was try to control the unruly nature of Uthman and in the way he was ruling the government. Of course, if you look at history, it is very clear that Uthman had some corrupt elements, and that led to some people not feeling very happy with his leadership.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam did try to limit Uthman's, some of the mistakes that he was doing in terms of leadership, in terms of some levels of injustices that were going on, and some levels of letting free his own family members to do whatever they want in the community and in the society. That was happening, and it is recorded in history. Anyone can just read a book of history on Islam and see at the time of Uthman what type of things were happening. In the books of the Sunni scholars, this is also very clear. So Imam Ali alayhi salam did not come and order that murder or that execution. There was a certain stance he took, and that stance was to limit Uthman from committing those mistakes that he was. And several times Imam Ali alayhi salam also advised him and told him not to do that. That time Imam Ali alayhi salam knew that was not a time that he could take a very clear-cut step against Uthman. The times were not like that. Yes, Uthman had some errors, some mistakes, and of course, firm action had to be taken because of those unjust practices that were going on. But yet, Imam Ali alayhi salam knew that the political circumstance and the situation of the people did not allow him to take very clear, firm and stance, of course, to the level of execution of Uthman. So he did not do that. And we have not found anywhere in history to give us a strong proof to tell us that Imam Ali alayhi salam ordered the killing of Uthman. This has not been the case, and I can ask people to do their own research and find out, did really Imam Ali do that? And they will realize that no, Imam Ali alayhi salam never ever gave the order for Uthman's murder. This is a very clear cut thing in history, and inshallah, those who want to research can find out and research in different books of history, and they will see that this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam is full of truth and wisdom. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه